It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the bands of New Jersey Rock. Coming up, we chat with Evan from Dinosaur Islands and Susu from Soraya. We also rock great tracks from Vendetta Rose and Cold Weather Company. Catch them this Tuesday night at Brooklyn Bowl. But first, let's kick off the show with a band that'll rock Red Bank on January 28th. You can catch them at Jamian's. It's their final area appearance before they head out on tour. We're talking about Matto Reband. Here's a cut-up of their Live at the Stone Pony album. It's 10 on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Stone Ponies, please welcome the Matto Reband!
Oh,
premiered live at the Stone Body album, that's Matt O'Reband with 10 on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can get that album for free now at mattoreband.com. Now, they're about to head out on tour, but before they do, you can catch them at Jamian's in Red Bank on January 28th. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Zuzu Mansour of Soraya. They have a residency this February over at the Anchor Rock Club in Atlantic City, a new album on the way in March, and Zuzu's going to be on the Electric Ballroom tonight with Keith Roth, 8 p.m. on Rat Radio. Zuzu, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, Tom.
It's awesome having you back on here. A lot going on with you guys since the last time I talked to you. First off, tell us about the new album.
Yeah, we recorded the new album last year at Renegade Nation New York City, which is where we recorded Dead Reckoning. And we're just really excited about it. We're just excited to start sharing it, you know. We finished it by summer, and then because we had some touring in between. And then, you know, it's 11 songs that you've heard probably three of the singles have already been out. And the last one, Dangerous, just came out on Friday. So, yeah, we're just really excited to hit the road again this February and starting in Atlantic City and do a residency there at a great club. And, you know, we're just working on trying to add to the set right now. And, yeah, we're just really excited about the new record, honestly.
Looking forward to that. March 13th, we'll definitely have to rock that thing on the on-air show. Now, this residency, the Anchor Rock Club on Tuesday nights this February, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had met the guys at Anchor Rock Club through an email. They had suggested we come and play the club, like, last summer. And they offered, one of the dates they offered was to open for Tyler Bryant and Shakedown. So our first gig was there about a week before we opened up for Joan Jett with him. And we met them and talked to them for a while. But the show was amazing. The owner actually owns a couple of clubs in South Philly as well. And he just had opened and is really trying to make it into like a cool rock club. Like, you know what I mean? And that's really honorable. And in addition, like, the sound there is amazing. The atmosphere is amazing. We always have a great time. We've played there now twice. This will be the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth time, but every time we just have a great time. And it's a really cool club. The people that work there are really supportive and really interested in the band. So it's a cool scene. It's a cool scene there.
This new single we're about to play, and you're going to play another single tonight other than the one we're playing on the Electric Ballroom. Now, you're going to be Keith Roth's co-host, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's always fun. I love co-hosting with Keith. He lets me pick a lot of songs that, you know, he would pick too, but I picked he would pick B sides, whereas I pick the A side all the time. So it's a good co-hosting situation for sure.
Well, that's tonight, 8 to 10 on Rat Radio. Of course, if you're listening to this on Monday, you're out of luck. But if you're listening to this when the podcast goes live on Sunday, 95.9 The Rat tonight, 8 to 10, The Electric Ballroom with Keith Roth, co-host Zuzu Mansour of Soraya tonight. And the track we're rocking, tell us about Dangerous.
Dangerous was one of the last songs we co-wrote for the record. It was me and our former guitar player, Mike Raceman, who we wrote a bunch of songs together for this record. And this was one of, like I said, the last ones we wrote. So we had already kind of shaken the rust off of writing for the past, like, 6 to 8 months. And we just wanted to try, like, something. And basically, I've been listening to a lot of Jet and a lot of, like, Kings of Leon and stuff like that. A lot of early 2000s garage stuff, and we both wanted to start a song with, like, some raw power, you know, just in your face, a cool rock and roll song has, like, a call, answer, or a chorus. So it was a little more deliberate than most songs we write, but we had a good time with it, and it came really easily. The verses, I really just wanted to have attitude in, not necessarily melody, and it came out exactly like we wanted it, you know, and it only got better when we went in and was produced by Jeff. Jeff Sanoff is our producer on this record. And it just sounds great. We're really proud of it.
Zuzu Mansour of Soraya here tonight on the Electric Ballroom on Rat Radio, assuming you're listening on Sunday. Don't miss them at the Anchor Rock Club Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. this February. And keep an eye out for a new album coming in March. Zuzu, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thrilled. Thanks so much, Tom.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Soraya with Dangerous on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Your mouth with your lips will hear me out. I want to, baby.
Vendetta Rose with Cupid's Arrow on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. They recently announced a huge show coming to the Asbury Lanes on March 7th. Joining them on the bill are Reality Suite, Nick Ryan and The Mess, and The Flukes. More info at AsburyLanes.com, VendettaRoseBand.com, and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Joining us over the phone is Evan from Dinosaur Eyelids. New album, Sticker Famous, is coming out this April. Evan, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's always a pleasure having you guys on. And, you know, the upcoming album, it's called Sticker Famous. And, you know, I think I have like two or three of your stickers on the wall in the WRAT studio. I don't know if that has anything to do with the album title, but do tell us about this new release.
Yeah, it's sort of an in-joke. We lived in New Brunswick when we first started as a band, and we ordered a bunch of stickers and we put them all over town, in particular our guitar player, Pat. So stickers ended up everywhere and people would come up to us all the time and be like, saw a stop sign with Dinosaur Eyelids on it, had no clue what that meant, and Googled you guys, enjoyed the music, so it was kind of a joke based on that.
Well, that's awesome. I think I've got at least three of them in different color varieties here. So it was a good sticker campaign, and it's still here it's still here on the Rat, so that's awesome. The new album's coming out April 25th?
Yeah, we have a release show in Philadelphia at the Fire that night.
Cool. What can people expect?
It should be a lot of fun. We're going to be playing mostly songs off the album with a few new ones thrown in, and we'll have some other bands from the area that we really like, including Ganto Barn, people we play with a lot. So it should be a really fun night.
How can someone get tickets?
You can go on our Facebook, and there's a link on our events page about that show coming up. You should be able to find all the info you need on there.
Cool. We're going to do an on-air feature on the new album this April, but tonight the track we're rocking. Tell us about Shake.
Shake was actually the first song that was written for this album, and it almost made our last one, but we kind of finished that one up. And the one cool thing about that is we knew going to this album that we'd have one song that we really, really loved. A song that Pat, our guitar player, wrote, kind of an upbeat song, and we decided to make the first track to kind of kick off the record.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that you guys are doing?
You can find us on all the usual places. We're on Facebook, Instagram. You can find all our stuff on Amazon. And you can also go to if you just Google our name, you can see our website come up. And that has all of our information and places to find us on there as well.
And just look for the sticker if you're in New Brunswick or anywhere by the Rat Studio.
Exactly, exactly.
Evan from Dinosaur Eyelids, don't miss them at the Fire in Philadelphia on April 25th. And the new album, Sticker Famous, coming out the same day. Evan, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And right now, let's rock that track. The latest from Dinosaur Eyelids, your Shake, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I feel safe when I'm alone, complying when I'm comatose. I reach into the sun, waiting for the rain to come.
Steve Shimshick of Cold Weather Company. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Earth Angel on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Now, that tune was famously covered by Marvin Berry and the Starlighters featuring Calvin Klein at the Hill Valley Enchantment Under the Sea Dance back in 1955. The band recorded that track to commemorate the anniversary. Don't miss them at Brooklyn Bowl this Tuesday night, January 21st. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Cold Weather Company's Find Light album's available now. Check out their music at coldweathercompany.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent, Rock the Airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.